Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Do you ever feel like you need a fresh start in life? This feeling usually arises when we realize that unexpected events have led us astray from our envisioned path. It could be related to our careers, relationships, health, finances, dreams, or other aspects of our lives. However, longing for a new beginning doesn't mean we have failed. Instead, it is an acknowledgement that growth and transformation are essential aspects of our life's journey. So may we turn to God first, knowing that for Him, nothing is impossible. He is faithful, and He can create a new way out of what seems to be dead or impossible. So let us embrace the infinite possibilities that lie ahead as we walk together with our Lord and the help of godly mentors towards a brighter future. Our scripture for today is from Isaiah 43 verse 19. Here is Mary Lynn.
See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
So let us be determined this week to embrace new beginnings. Let us invite the Lord to search our hearts and reveal any areas where transformation is needed. For He is the creator of new opportunities and can pave the way for positive change even when it seems unlikely. Let us be determined to grow in our faith, knowledge, and relationship with God. May we open our eyes to God's steadfast character and deepen our confidence in His faithfulness to fulfill His promises. Let's break free from the doubts and limitations we place on God's power and love. He is always with us, ready to support and guide us in every step of our journey. And let us be determined to seek God's will and devote ourselves to constant prayer and worship. Prayer is essential to maintaining an intimate connection with our Heavenly Father and gaining a deeper understanding of His will and plans for our lives. So let us prioritize prayer and dedicate quality time to God above all other aspects of our lives. As we earnestly seek the Lord and obediently surrender our plans and dreams to Him, we will surely experience His peace and blessings that transcends our human understanding. And also let us allow God's Word and the promptings of the Holy Spirit to take root in our hearts. Just like a seed planted in fertile soil can produce a tenfold crop, we must examine the condition of our hearts today and ensure that it is fertilized and ready for the planting season. We should never underestimate the transformative power and potential of even the smallest whisper from the Holy Spirit, or the truth found in God's Word. By doing so, we can produce an excellent harvest of faithfulness and fruitfulness, all for the glory of our King. And lastly, let us be determined to allow godly mentors to speak truth into our situations and help us navigate new beginnings. Let's ask or thank God for someone who can model living a God-first life and guide us in growing our faith and surrendering all to Jesus. Furthermore, may we be open to being a mentor when called by God to help others see Him more clearly and bring about a fresh start in their lives. So let us always remember that God's grace offers endless opportunities for new beginnings, breathing life into our weary souls and illuminating paths of renewal. In His boundless love, our Lord grants us with second chances, restores our hope, and guides us towards brighter horizons. God's steadfast love never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have given us the gift of life to experience your new beginnings. Lord, you know every area of our lives that need your touch. We can't make a change. In fact, we can't even take our next breath without you, Lord. Lead us, guide us, Direct us and empower us to make the changes you desire in our lives. We praise you that we are not in this world alone, but walk every step with you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Thank you, Lord, that you take our hearts seriously and that you want us to stay close to you. Thank you that you so delicately prune away things that keep us away from you. Father, romance our hearts to you once again. Draw us even nearer to you. We pray this in the most beautiful name we know, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, thank you that you are concerned about us. Thank you that you capture our prayers, including this one, and you place them in golden bowls as an incense to you. Lord, we give you all the glory and honor of our hearts in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus, for showing us true mentorship, for showing us in the example how you walked a path and how you chose that as a model to bring your message to this world. May we be inspired to be disciples and to disciple others. We entrust that process to you. May your spirit inspire it. May you give it life. And may it help us to get to know more of you, more of who you are.
May grace and peace be lavished on you as you grow in the rich knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I can pray this because his divine power has bestowed on us everything necessary for life and godliness through the rich knowledge of the one who called us by his own glory and excellence. Through these things, he has bestowed on us his precious and most magnificent promises, so that by means of what was promised, you may become partakers of the divine nature after escaping the worldly corruption that is produced by evil desire. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith excellence, to excellence knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly affection, and to brotherly affection unselfish love. For if these things are really yours and are continually increasing, they will keep you from becoming ineffective and unproductive in your pursuit of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ more intimately. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.